Welcome to Whoops.
Whoops. Whoops of the week.
My whoops.
My whoops.
Hello and welcome to Whoops.
Welcome to Whoops.
Perfect. That was a perfect landing. We stuck it. We went with it.
Happy Wednesday, guys. This is your weekly reminder to make sure that you're listening on Stitcher Premium. Go to stitcher.com/premium and enter code WHOOPS, WHOOPS, to get 1 month of Stitcher Premium for free. So that means that you not only do you get to listen ad-free, but you get bonus episodes of some of your favorite podcasts. Will we put bonus episodes on our Stitcher Premium? Yeah, sure, maybe. Maybe we will. I don't know. Sign up and then tell us that you signed up, and then we'll give you a bonus episode for free. So go to stitcher.com/premium and use code WHOOPS for 1 month of free listening on Stitcher Premium. Welcome to Whoops, a podcast about mistakes. I'm Holly Perkins.
I'm Mary J. Berger.
How's it going, Mary J.?
It's going good. I told someone to shut up and pay way today.
I have heard about this. So, a stranger?
Yeah, he was being very loud on his phone. And it was like, clearly, it was one of those days where it was like, me yelling at him had nothing to do with me yelling at him.
Yeah,
it was
you're just, like, this isn't about you.
This isn't about you, but it feels right. And then the worst part is, like, my food was really bad. And so I was like, well, you deserved that. Like, you yelled at someone at Payway.
You know, like, now karma. You get... But he was talking loudly.
Yeah, he was being ridiculous. And he was, like, broing out, like,
what did you line. Do? Set the scene for me. I want more
We
detail.
Were in line, and he's just behind there, and he's just talking to his friend. He's like, yeah, man, yeah, no. And I finally was like, shut up. And he was like, what? And I was like, you, yes, you. And then he like, and then it's like, it's one of those times where you do that and then you're like, oh shit, now I'm actually making more of a spectacle.
Yeah, I'm making a scene.
Than someone who was just on the phone. Like, that's everyone so else was like, we were fine. Like, we didn't need you to come in and like.
No, that nobody cheered for you like
nobody,
in a movie.
Nobody was on my side. Nobody should have been.
I got called a thief yesterday by like a 15-year-old child. Yeah. Well, I went to Sunday service for Kanye West yesterday.
Is that like a concert? I don't understand.
So Kanye West has been doing this thing for like a year since he became a follower of Christ that is like...
Oh, is that for real?
Yeah. It's for real. Oh. He puts on a church service every Sunday, and it's called Sunday service, and it's like a gospel, like a 100-person gospel choir and Kanye West.
Okay.
And they sing, he's since released an album of songs that are, like, related to the choir and all of that. Like, it's all kind of gospel music. But he had, like, he performed at a Christian youth conference.
Oh, dang.
Called Strength to Stand. And... he replaced recently Me Too John Crist. And so when John Crist dropped out, Kanye dropped in.
Wow.
And if you had told me that 2 years ago, I'd be like, what? That's, yeah. But my boyfriend, friend of the pod, Seth Pomeroy, is obsessed with Kanye West.
Okay.
I don't have time to even explain to the lengths to
I
which.
I liked that album Graduation a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I like his music. I think he's like...
I haven't kept up.
He's an extreme person. I think he's...
An extreme person, yes.
So he was playing in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Okay.
At this youth conference that they opened up to the public. So Seth and I and Josh Wagner, great comedian.
I saw your pics.
Yeah, we went to Pigeon Forge to see Kanye West. And the stage was really beautiful. It was like a giant stage in the middle of the room and then surrounded by thousands of flowers. Like, okay. Just so many flowers. And it was beautiful and the whole room smelled like flowers. Like, it was great. It was like a cool gospel fest, kind of.
Okay.
They did have a thing in the middle where you could text a number to get saved.
What?
It was like text saved to 55448 or something, which was insane.
As someone whose parents are pastors, I find a lot of these things very offensive.
As a human in the world, I found it very offensive. It was crazy.
My parents would be like, what?
One of my good friends is a pastor, and she's like the coolest, chillest person
that's,
I know.
That's how mine are.
She's like, so she's just great. And she messaged me when she saw the first video on my Instagram story and was like, this looks like some Kanye West shit. And then she kept watching and was like, oh, it is. And so we had to talk about it this morning. But after the show, it was the last show that they were doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to take some flowers. Like, I'm just going to take them. They're, I can dry them, and it'll be, like, a nice thing for Seth to have.
I love to, like, steal from, like, big things.
Well, I was like, there are so many flowers. Right. They're not going to, what are they going to do with
it? It feels right.
And I was like, if I'm not supposed to do it, there's security everywhere. They'll just tell me not to.
Right. So, we'll just text that number and ask for forgiveness, and it's fine.
Yeah, I was like, isn't that the point? Isn't that, why did Jesus die then?
Jesus but, died so I can have these flowers.
Exactly. So I just took a bunch of them. Not okay. A bunch. Honestly, I took like maybe five. And then I was standing out in the lobby. I was standing out in the lobby afterwards. And this kid comes up to me. He goes, hey, where'd you get the flowers? And I was like, I just took them off the stage. And he goes, you just took them? And I was like, yeah. And he said, thief! And walked away.
What a like, little punk.
I know. I was so mad, too. And Josh was standing next to me, and he's like, he didn't even give you a chance to say anything back. And I was like, no. But then I start seeing everybody has armfuls of flowers. And so I was like, you know what? I was, like, very you respectful. Deserve it. I did not take many. I'm going back for seconds.
Yeah, you are.
So I went back and took a whole bouquet of them. There's even more than what I have
They're
right
beautiful.
Now.
They're beautiful. I thought your boyfriend got them for you.
He kind of did, and then he forced me to go to a Kanye West concert with them. And
he's
I
like,
them.
You can have these, but
he did first. Put that. He put them in like a beautiful vase at his house, and he had them in his room. And I was like, I'll leave you a few of them, but I'm
these are mine.
Take them to my house.
Low key, yeah. These are mine.
So that's what I did recently. Which, you know, I went to a Kanye West concert in Pigeon Forge.
I want to tell you my whoops, but I heard when I came in, you said no gross out.
No, I was just politely telling our guests that I think the listeners have made it clear that they're sick of shitting your pants stories.
It's not shitting my pants.
Well, then fine. Tell us.
Well, I think you know this. I actually cleaned out the backseat of my car, but I think you know the state of my car.
Yes.
It's terrible.
Right.
It's better now because I've been driving my dad around. So I'm in my car. I went to Pastaria. Have you been there?
Yeah. I've not been there, but I know what it is.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
So I had eaten a lot. Like, low-key, I'd eaten a lot. I like to eat. I'm not a tiny person. Like, whatever. I'm driving home.
No.
And I was using my vape.
Okay.
And I, like, hit my vape weird. And I started coughing really hard.
Okay, maybe I do want to pause the gross out story. Because I literally said to our guest right when you walked in, I was like, you know, we can only hear so many I puked in my car stories. I was like, don't say that. So is this where it's headed?
Yeah. This is what happened. This is not the whoops, though.
Oh, okay. Double down.
I start coughing, and then I'm like, all right, I'm going to throw up. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I put my face out the window because I'm driving on the interstate. But I didn't turn the right way.
Okay.
And so it all, like, blew back on me.
This is so gross.
And I had an extra towel in the back seat from, like, stuff I was supposed to take to Goodwill.
Yeah.
As per my last story.
Yes.
And I wiped up everything I thought I cleaned it up. Like, I actually cleaned it up, which should be commended for me.
Okay, yes.
And I'm not known for cleaning things up.
But
and
puke,
so,
I think. We give you that. You'll clean up throw.
I'll clean up throw.
Yes, I mean, the standard is that low.
I clean up everything. I clean up my face. I wipe my hair best I can. I'm driving. The next day I get in my car. And I'm like, it still smells like terrible in here. I turn around. It's all over the headrest.
Oh, my God. What the hell? How does that even happen?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Yeah, that is a whoops.
Anyways, now I can't eat my leftovers from Pastaria. That's my whoops.
They have meat in them?
No.
Can I have them?
Yeah.
There you go. It says win for me. One man's puke is another woman's treasure.
Yeah, my leftovers aren't puke. Like, yeah, they're perfectly right. fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
No, I don't have... I didn't make any big mistakes like that this week. I mean, that's not, like, huge, but it's not great. Yeah, I don't really think I have... I mean, I did get called a thief by a child.
That's awful. That's he was so disrespectful.
He was very rude. I'm like, first of all, who's here to cast the first stone? We're in a religious conference.
Yeah,
like,
guess what? I'm gonna murder you.
How dare you? Yeah, I will murder you, and I will ask for forgiveness, and you'll have to forgive me.
I'll kill you with my bare hands. Don't you ever step to me.
Yeah, I don't know. But we do have a wonderful guest this week, and we always make our guests sit through our whole talks, which is it's like a fun torture for us that we enjoy. We tried to do it separately once, and...
I just didn't have the same vibe.
Yeah, we were like, you know what? I like to make guests sit here and listen to us talk.
If I can't hold someone captive.
Yeah, if we can't force somebody to sit and listen to a puke story without it getting to comment on it, right, why do we even have a podcast? Yeah. But he's a wonderful journalist. He's an editor-in-chief of the Nashville Scene.
Which Nashville is, bad boy.
Yeah, Nashville's baddest boy. Said. Boy.
Just wait till you hear my whoops, you'll...
He's also the roommate of Friend of the Pod, dragged me to a Kanye West concert. I think they've been friends for like 20 years, of Seth Pomeroy. So, yeah, he sees me at his house literally all the time, constantly, in his space. But
this is actually why we're here. We need to talk to him about it.
He's actually like, whoops, I thought this girl came over like once for a one-night stand a year ago, and she hasn't fucking left. Please welcome Patrick Rogers.
Hello. Hello, guys. Thank you for having me.
Hello.
Yes, and Seth is obsessed with Kanye. I can confirm and verify.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
And the thing is, he'll talk to you about it. Like, if you're a listener and you're like, what? How? Talk to him. He'll talk to you about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he loves Kanye West. Mm-hmm. And he also didn't grow up in church.
No, so it's a weird, because you said your parents are both ministers, and yeah, I mean, I was a very religious household, so this whole thing, I'm like, I've been down that.
Yeah.
I've seen the praise and worship thing. I went to a Gatlinburg, like, Winterfest or whatever it
was. Yeah, I went to a youth conference.
Mm-hmm. Right, I was like, when I was walking in, I was like, I went to Passport Youth Camp for like 4 summers.
Yeah. They always have names like that, too.
Oh, yeah, Passport.
Like International Christ Traveler.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Energizers they would do in the morning? Where you're just like over it. I still get the like song stuck in my head.
You do like form, banana, form. Do you ever do that? Where you like lift your arms like you're a banana. And it's like, and peel, banana. And you put your arms down like you're not.
We had this one to this like Dave Matthews song.
Oh my God.
That was like, I can't even remember which. Oh, Ants Marching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we had to like pretend to do like a lawnmower. And like,
oh man.
That sounds white.
Yeah, it was very white. It was in North Carolina.
Yeah, so I definitely think I would get sort of flashbacks to that stuff, but yeah, Kanye is an incredible performer. Sure,
yeah, really the performance cool. was great, and it was also just very cool to be like, I've seen you so many times, like, in the media and in interviews, and to be like, oh, you're just next to me now.
Yeah.
Like, did he only do Bible songs?
Yeah, he only did the Sunday service stuff, and he really, like... He has a new album called Jesus is King, and he only sang that songs from Jesus is King. But, like, the choir was so hype. He did sing Jesus Walks.
I was going to say,
he did sing Jesus Walks, and he did talk, like, he gave, like, a speech, and he said that, he said, he has a song called Closed on Sunday.
It's a Chick-fil-A thing, right?
Yeah, it's like, Closed on Sunday, you're my Chick-fil-A. And he was like, that song goes harder than any rap song ever, which I thought was bold.
Yeah, but sure, okay.
Bold.
If nothing else, Kanye West is a lesson in self-love.
Confidence.
Because man, love himself.
You're going to love confidence.
Yeah. Truly. But it was fun. It was, you know, it was a good time. Our friend Josh also loves Kanye West, like, just as much as Seth does. So, yeah, it was.
Yeah, I saw him when he was doing the... Yeezy tour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, 2014, 2015, but it was like the day before Thanksgiving, and it was at Bridgestone Arena.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty undersold. It was probably like 6,000 people there. It's an 18,000 capacity arena. And he just did his speech in the middle of it, and he's like going off about the CEO of Nike and every other thing. He's like, They can't sell 20,000 tickets. Huh? They can't do this. And then we were all looking around like, you didn't.
You didn't. Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if it's delusion or just like, you get it.
Yeah, and I think one thing that I do like is he's pretty open. Like, he talked about, like, when I got committed, like, when I went to the hospital. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. he was like, I was just giving into every temptation that was given to me. And I could do whatever I wanted. And he, like, he parodied himself, too, where he was like, they couldn't tell me nothing. Like, mm-hmm. wait till I get my money, right? They can't tell me nothing, which is, like, from one of his most famous songs. So it was just cool to be like, oh, you're right here. Like, we weren't in a stadium. We weren't in a, like, yeah. like we. Mm-hmm. I could have spit on him if I wanted to. Like, it was very, you know, so like, that was kind of cool. Yeah, it was like, I'm going to steal your flowers.
Yeah.
I half expected him today, too, to be, like, tweeting or something, like, stealing flowers after a religious show, you're a thief. Like, I thought.
Kanye contains multitudes.
Because eventually though. They did come out after people were just taking bouquets. And, I mean, like, people were taking armfuls of flowers. I mean, it must have been and they did. Dollars, people but... did come out and go, like, stop taking flowers.
Leave some, please.
But, you know, whatever.
I love this Kanye podcast.
It's truly, we're a Kanye, we're really a Seth Pomeroy's interest in Kanye podcast.
This
now.
Is for Seth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a, we've shifted. Whoops. The Kanye West experience.
We've converted ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel it was a mistake to go, you know? Pigeon Forge is also very cool.
I love town. Pigeon Forge.
I've never been there before.
It's really beautiful.
It yeah. was. And it was, like, everywhere is, like, a cartoon. Like, yeah. they have, like, buildings that are, like, flipped over on their side for
yeah,
no
the
reason.
Upside down. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it looks like everything was, like, a game piece.
Yeah, it's very, very weird.
Did you, was it at Dollywood, you said?
No, I wish. I loved okay. it. No, it was at, like, a, it was literally at, like, a convention center.
Okay.
Because it was a convention, mm-hmm. which was just very strange.
And Gatlinburg is a little bit more of the touristy than Pigeon Forge, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been to either. I didn't know. I have a friend that's, I was like, hey, are you in town? She was like, oh, I'm actually in Gatlinburg. And I didn't say, like, oh, I'll be in Pigeon Forge tomorrow, mm-hmm. because I didn't know that they're right next
yeah,
to each other.
Yeah.
So then she was like, are you here? And I was like, oh, yeah.
I didn't want you to know.
I actually was hiding it from you.
I know I posted it on my story.
Yeah. But... I think that you yelling at somebody in Payway though is truly one of my favorite things that you've done all week.
I just get in my feels, and then I just it's like a bunch of things. I'm very passive. I think you know with most things.
Yes,
and I let a lot of things slide, and then when I feel like there's really no like consequence, like I don't know them. There's no. I'll yeah. lash out. So it's like, as I was doing it, I was like, you're going to have to figure out what you're really upset about at some point.
A therapist will tell you.
People have been telling me to go to therapy, and I respectfully thank them for their opinion.
I signed up for betterhelp.com.
Is that the Oh, I'm very good. Sorry. Is that the text one?
Yeah, it's a text one, which I was like, I think it was like late. Like, maybe, like, 2 in the morning, and I was like, you know, maybe I do need therapy. So,
that's usually when the, you know, you're
yeah,
the best.
Yeah. So I signed up for it, and, but I was like, well, I don't want to pay for it yet, so I'll just see, like, what they do. And then they matched me with somebody who I don't want to be matched with. So I don't know how to, I don't know how to dump my therapist. Well, I think I can just be like, I don't think they're a fit. Mm-hmm. But it's somebody that specializes in LGBT and trans issues, which is great, but not that's issues not I have. Yeah, so I was like, well, this is interesting that I answered a whole questionnaire and never mentioned that being relevant to me at all. And now they're like, well,
maybe you can get a second therapist who can help guide you into how to dump the first.
Yeah,
therapist.
That's yeah. And now they're emailing me like, you know how like if you put stuff in your cart, then they email you like forget something.
Yeah,
they're doing that with a whole therapist.
Yeah, with a whole therapist. Who's just sitting there waiting.
Yeah, they're like, we noticed you haven't responded, and I'm like, I don't need this added anxiety in my life. Mm-hmm.
But my only thing with therapy is, like, I would do it if they could not, like, talk back to me.
But then what's the point? point.
Because I just want to say what I need to say.
You can just do that and do a tape recorder.
Yeah, do that something. To your in your car. That's what
that's
I do.
That's true, but I want to see like someone's face.
You want them to visibly react and just not say anything.
And just be like, okay, but not be like, why do you think...
You should visit a nursing home. And just talk yeah. to elderly people.
Just unload onto
yeah. some
that's true.
They're not going to talk. Yeah, I mean, sometimes they will.
I already like, bring cards over there. I should just stick yeah. around. Yeah,
just be like, there hey, can I talk to you and have you not say anything? And they're like, that's my dream.
I thank you. I do that at school sometimes. Like, I just, like, chit-chat with some of my kids that are nonverbal. There and I'll you just go. Be like, here's what I'm doing.
I'm going to tell you my secret.
I think that's it's so true. I don't have many secrets, but anything I think, I'm like, well, I'll just let you know.
Mm. Oh, speaking of secrets, Patrick, do you have a fun story of a mistake to tell us?
Sure. Why don't we get to that? Well, it's funny when you told me the concept of the show, I was kind of going through like little adult whoopses, but really, there's just one that's kind of unavoidably the funniest and weirdest one
yeah.
that happened when I was 15 years old. I was arrested for internet crimes.
What?
When I was 15 years old in the year 2001.
Big year, though.
Big year, yeah. Big year. Little did I know, if I just waited 6 months, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation would have had to, you know, their sights on something else. But... yeah, I've just started at the beginning, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
So I was a very big fan of the Scream franchise.
Okay.
The Scream films. It was a trilogy at the time. They have since made a fourth. It's okay. But, yeah, this was 2001. I was 15, and I really liked horror films, slasher films. I also happened to be an early adept of the internet. I was on a website building team in
not
middle school.
Not surprising, honestly.
Yeah. that's really played out.
Zynga.
Yeah. It was even before like LiveJournal or anything like that. I was like actually building websites at my school, and like they would send us around and we would coach teachers on how to make websites and stuff. It was like the web team.
Man, that doesn't give a kid a sick sense of power, does
that's
it?
That's right. So I was already like Matthew Lillard and Hackers, basically. Yeah. Same haircut. These were my two defining characteristics, good at websites and obsessed with Scream. So I did what was like, a high-level hack in 2001, which was I made an anonymous email account.
Oh.
And I just sort of started sending these anonymous prank emails to people in my youth group and as well as at school. And eventually a buddy of mine that was kind of like going around, hey, I got one of these weird, creepy emails. Did you get one of these? And that was just kind of like, what is this? And then a buddy of mine was talking about it, and I kind of pulled him aside. I was like, you know, those emails that are going around, that's me. And he's like, oh, no way. Give me the password. I want to send some too. So, not to throw him under the bus or anything, but he kind of ran with it.
Yeah.
He got a little bit graphic in his emails, so.
What kind
There's always someone who takes it too far.
Right. I thought my thing was like, I'm going to send, I know where you live, you know, this kind of thing. And yeah. I'm not saying that I should
have. Low-key creep shit.
Yeah, low-key creep shit.
Yeah, just like trolley.
Low-key creep shit. Yeah. Trolley, yeah. And you know, just kind of like, you know, it'd be a kid in the youth group that I thought was kind of like lame. I'd be like, you know, I'm gonna get you. Kind of nonsensical. Yeah.
Boogity boogity.
But this friend, I won't mention his name because he's got like a, you know, he's like a car salesman. He's got a life and all that stuff.
I won't mention his name, but he does work at Honda.
Beeman Automotive.
I'll just tell you his child's name. No, he was a big fan of the hip-hop artist Marshall Mathers. So he really liked to quote Eminem lyrics in his emails.
Oh.
So once you're transitioning from a I know where you live to and I'm gonna gut you, bitch. When parents
he really likes
can
to talk about burning women a lot.
Exactly.
And stuff. Yeah.
So that's when it was just as simple as I gave him the password and he'd be like, hey, I'm gonna email this person. And so once that happened, parents got involved. And once parents got involved, cops got called. And once the cops got called, they did this whole, well, the internet is sort of new terrain. We don't know.
Yeah.
So they turned it over to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, who, you know, spent what I'm sure amounted to seconds in tracing the IP addresses. And was like, well, it's coming from these two idiots' computers.
Yeah.
And one afternoon I was watching Cruel Intentions. This is the most 2001 story
that's
in the
world. That's a good movie.
I'm really loving it.
Most pre-9/11, just barely. Dun, 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 dun. Watching Cruel Intentions for what was surely the 9th or 10th time in my bonus room, and there was a knock at the door, and it was the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation there to arrest me. Led me out to the driveway and cuffed me and all that. Oh, but before they cuffed me, my mom called our preacher, and he came and prayed with us and all this stuff.
Did you have any idea why, like when they got there, were like, oh shit, this is because of the thing?
No, because I hadn't really had that moment of, it's so serious, because I didn't, and again, not to throw the other guy under the bus, but I didn't really realize how graphic he was getting with it. I didn't think anybody was going to raise that much of a stink over, like, you know, and I'm not saying, I probably did throw in some, like, I mean, I was obsessed with Scream. I was probably like, what's your favorite scary movie? You know. But, you know, a little
taunting,
trite.
Though, is like, when you're, like, taunting somebody, it feels so creepy.
True, yeah. And and later seeing the sort of the graphic messages that he was sending, obviously, if you're the parent of a 15-year-old girl who's getting, like, I'm going to stab you or whatever this was, even though he was just, like, quoting lyrics and he thought it was funny, of course it was, like, horrifying for these families. Of course they reached out to somebody. And so when they showed up on the front door, so I wasn't really aware of how what the emails had said that he had sent, and I was more just kind of like oh, and then like it sort of got more and more realistic. I kind of thought it was funny at first. Not funny, I knew it was like well this sucks, but I was like, this is
not
silly.
Serious.
This is blown out of proportion. This will all get taken care of. But then once they put me in a little solitary confinement cell and I had to spend the night in jail and miss school the next day, and they put me in the, you know, they actually let me choose. Do you want stripes or an orange jumpsuit?
What did you pick?
I picked stripes.
Good.
You know?
I like the stripes.
Go classic.
Too.
You know, I was a Looney Tunes.
I would go orange.
Stripes is like a classic. I agree.
Also, if I made a, you know, if I busted out, orange is kind of easier to spot. So
he's wearing an orange sweater right now for listeners.
That's right. That's how far I've come.
He's like, oh, I really stuck with the look.
So and they hauled him in after me, and I remember looking out the, you know, the little tiny window.
Oh yeah.
I look out and I see them march him in, and I like lock eyes with him, and they just shut the window in my face. So just kind of sealed into this little cell, and and it, you know, it really kind of spiraled out. I was raised in a Church of Christ, and my parents are very active in the church. My dad's what's called an elder, which is basically just sort of like a board of directors for Church of Christ. Church of Christ is a very, I don't want to call it joyless denomination, but
you guys can't dance, right?
Well, that one's kind of one of those. And I will say for the record, I'm now somewhere between atheist and agnostic, and I haven't been church going since I was like, you know, this age, basically. But, dancing was, some people were cool with it, some weren't. My mom was always like, she thought she was hip because she was like, honey, if you want to dance, you're a good little dancer. And there was no instrumentation in the church. Everything was, my friend who also grew up Church of Christ always compares it to looking like a bank or an office building more than a church.
Yeah.
There's no stained glass, nothing. It's very by the book. So everybody's kind of uptight, and I was really sort of disowned and forced to apologize in front of the whole church, and had to do the whole community service thing. But that was great, because that pushed me into like hanging out with people who weren't, you know, quite that way. It definitely amounted to some like...
Did your friend get arrested too?
They brought him in, and we both got the same. And it's so funny. The irony of it was, you know, he's the one who maybe got carried away with the things he was quoting, but everybody was like, well, we all know who the brains of the operation was, Patrick.
Oh, wow.
You know, we know that you're the one who's, you know, because so they were kind of telling me, like, well, he had a rough life, and, you know, his father had passed away when he was young, so, like, he's a troubled guy. You know, you're the one who's manipulative. It was very much like Stu Mocker and Billy Loomis in the first Scream installment. Yeah. And I was the, you know, I was the brains behind the operation.
I'm secretly living my dream, but...
Exactly. I was like, this is whack. It was kind of everybody forgave him. Because, you know, it wasn't his idea. His defense, it wasn't his idea. And also, he was, you know, just, you know...
And it never, like... it kind of occurred to you to check the sent folder and see what he was saying to people?
You know, I may have at some point. That's a good call. But again, at the time, it was just sort of one of those things. And I grew up in the suburbs, very privileged, very white, everything was... We always were pranking people one way or another. It was like, you know, sneaking out of the house to toilet paper people's houses, mooning mm-hmm. people, all this kind of thing. But I had a knack for getting busted for it.
Yeah.
So I just didn't really think anything could happen. Then, of course, something did and got me put on some sort of FBI watch list that
yeah.
Even until now, I'm like, I wonder.
Am I on this?
So what was the outcome of it from there? Like, how long were you in jail? Well, like, what did they...
I only had to stay in jail overnight, and they had me... You know, I was really kind of a overachiever, nerdy kind of, like... I was more upset that I was missing class, but I think they did that by design.
Mm-hmm.
I remember waking up in the morning, and they serve you this terrible breakfast, and just being like, God, I'm going to miss class. Yeah. But I think they do that... Or maybe not. Maybe just takes a while to process. But I remember yeah. thinking, like, they want me to walk into school late.
Yeah.
They want other kids to know that these two got busted for
yeah.
it. And the whole thing was very much making an example of it. Because, and I was just telling you this before we started, like, now it's like, if you're, like, call the cops and be like, somebody on Twitter said that they were going to stab me and they hate
yeah.
me. They'd be like,
yeah.
we're going to take it up with, yeah, just that flag it, man, whatever. Care. But yeah. in 2001, when you know that wasn't a thing, they were just like, you know, we got to bust
yeah,
these kids.
Yeah, this is a threat.
So I had to do, you know, 100 hours of community service, and it was a year probation. I had to go to these anger management classes.
Oh wow,
that was like draw your feelings. But the thing, like, and there was all those kids were in there for like either like DUI or stealing their parents' car
mm-hmm.
or like. Systematically, it's like stealing people's purses or getting in fights at school or just like
yeah.
got ISS too many times. And they were like, what'd you guys do? And I remember specifically being like, I sent prank emails and the entire class laughing at us.
Oh my
god!
And
gosh. Just being like, you idiots.
And
so,
I stabbed my mom.
Yeah. And it's, you're kind of trying to act like you're hard in there too. People going around and like,
oh,
well,
yeah.
you know, what'd you get into trouble for? And they're like, well, my stepdad's a bitch, man. And I knocked his lights out. What about you? And I was like, yeah, word. Yeah, I made an email account.
Yeah.
And I gave the password to my friend. and also the email. I don't think I mentioned what the email
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Oh, yeah.
It's so bad. It was a Yahoo account. Screamformex@yahoo.com.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Nice.
Which, an email coming from that, I have to say.
I'd like that to be my screen name now.
Yeah, truly, I'm changing
careful,
that to
that's
be my Instagram
probably
name.
Flagged. They probably flagged it. I remember checking to see if it was still available because, like, I think Yahoo like completely deleted the account. Scream for me X, which is like now looking back, it's kind of...
It also makes me think that you were like scream for me, and it was like taken.
Taken. Well, damn.
Scream for me.
It was X? That what? I remember. That I specifically remember trying to be scream for me. I was like, well, okay, I guess it's taken.
Scream for me.
X. You guys arrested me. You should look into scream
yeah,
for me.
Check
yeah.
out scream for me. Scream
I'm getting emails from them.
A through W X. I had to go all the way to X.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that. Is no longer available. But yeah, it was just a really weird kind of fallout too. And
did any of,
the
people, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Did any of the people that you had sent emails to like confront you about it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. And there were a few, it was so funny because some of them, a lot of them were just like, ugh, freaks. That was weird. Whatever.
Yeah. yeah.
And, but there was one girl in particular whose dad was like, livid, tried
yeah.
to have me thrown out of church, had to have my dad removed from his position
oh
in the church. Just like, and that whole family, like,
yeah,
they did not care for me. Then, like, I remember through college being
yeah.
like, oh, that whole family, because they hated me. And she, I think, confronted me or something. It was like sort of just like systemic like humiliation for like months.
Yeah.
And when I say I had to apologize in front of the whole church, our congregation was about 1,200, 1,300 people.
Holy
oh my
shit.
God.
I had to get up on Sunday morning and sort of do this. Like, and it wasn't really,
holy
and
crap.
I remember it not really being up like for debate with
yeah.
my parents. I was just like, well, you know, I feel horrible about this. I'll pray for forgiveness. Do I have to do that? And they're like, yes.
Oh my
I'm like,
gosh.
Well, what if that's not really what I feel called to do? And they're like, you're doing this.
And God's like, 9/11 just happened. I don't
it
care.
Happened, yeah. This was February 2001. I remember because it was the same week that Dale Earnhardt died.
Oh,
so there's
your little, R.I.P.
What a bad
baby.
Week.
Yeah, cultural little fence post there. But, yeah, and then
you could have blamed it on Dale. I'm sorry, I'm just so sad about Dale Earnhardt.
I was like, I didn't know what to do. I lashed out. But I do specifically remember 9/11 happening the next year, my junior year. And obviously, this isn't what I thought initially. I was like, wow, this is crazy and horrible. But I also remember thinking, well, it's going to take some of the heat off of me.
Yeah.
People are, you know, people are.
These guys blew up a building.
Silver lining. Okay.
Internet Nobody terrorism isn't really what they're worried about now.
9/11 was a little different twist for you. It had a little more positive connotation.
Oh, no. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it was definitely really. And then there was actually one kid who was a friend of the two of us who sent the emails, and he, I remember, was like hurt that he wasn't included or emailed.
Oh, my. That would be
the weirdest take of them all, because I remember him being like, we're like shooting basketball at the school. He's like, why don't you go hang out with your internet friend? And I was like, what? And he's like, oh, man, you could have sent me. You'd send me an email. Like, is that a problem?
I know. I'm sorry I didn't harass you.
I'm sorry I'm banned from emailing right now, but if you'd like me to send you an email, I could send you something in the actual mail. And yeah, that was another thing. I wasn't permitted to use the internet for a time, but so my parents like locked the door with the single computer in it.
Yeah.
Of course, I like found where they kept the key and used the
internet.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm a hacker, bitch.
Bitch, you can't stop me.
I can find it.
I just realized I've compared myself to two Matthew Lillard characters in this podcast, both in Hackers and in Scream.
I noticed when you said it about Hackers, I was like, I'm not going to dwell on it, but
he seems like a big
Matthew Lillard fan.
I truly
was. He's a good actor.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, I liked him when he played Shaggy in
Oh my God, me too.
That was good.
Those are good movies.
He also did a really, really far out SVU that's really good.
Oh,
I haven't seen that. It's
oh,
insane.
I bet I have seen it. Is it during the Stabler years? Or
I think it might have been just post-Stabler. My ex was very, very about Stabler.
Stabler's the best.
I'm a big SVU fan. I've been watching that show, NTSVSDSVV, much that I feel like I'm saying it wrong now. But I'm a big Law & Order SVU fan, and I won't watch the ones that...
Really?
Yeah, I'm like...
You're a Stabler loyalist.
I'm a Stabler stan, yeah.
But didn't he leave of his own accord? It's not like he was fired.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, it's not like a... It's more for the story. Okay. Yeah. Like, okay, not to rant about this for too much, but there's a whole season where, like, Olivia Benson gets kidnapped. Mm. It's like Stabler would have showed up.
You know? Yeah, like, he would have been there.
There's no way he would have let her go through that.
Christopher Maloney away.
If he like heard that she was in danger, he would be there
on the scene immediately.
They were partners for like 12 years.
Is Mariska Hargitay still on the show?
Yes, she's like the queen of the show now. Like she's the captain of this force now.
I liked the bald captain. He was good.
Yeah, he's out there, though, I think. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like when they have like I like SVU when they just do like a regular story. I don't like when they do terrorists. I don't like when they
stick to the rages.
I don't like when they do like too much of their lives. I'm like, I don't give a
about your lives. That's why I don't really like it now either, because my sister still watches it. She'll be like, oh, that's like her kid and her boyfriend.
I don't
want to
know about your kid.
Yeah, leave that shit
alone. Olivia doesn't have a personal life.
This is the workplace.
Stabler has problems with his
wife,
marriage, and that I'm fine with.
Right.
And I'm even fine with when they had the episodes where like his daughter was on the show.
Oh yeah, I was okay with that.
Because she got a DUI. But otherwise, I don't want to know about your personal lives.
No, I don't care.
I specifically remember an episode that I liked a lot that I watched multiple times with animal smuggling.
Yes,
where they put there was a sloth and a basketball.
Yeah, I like those ones.
Oh my God,
I love those ones where Stabler wears a hoodie and he goes undercover.
Yes, he was undercover, and that was he was like trying to buy an animal or something.
Yeah. He's like going to buy a tiger, and they're like, "We know you're a cop," and he's like, "I'm not a cop," and they're like, "You cop? Like,
I'm not a cop. I want a tiger.
Do you want your tiger?" Yeah,
he's like, "No."
I just remember the sloth coming out of this false basketball and hugging the captain.
Yeah, aww. And he just curls up on him. It's very sweet. What a fun day on set that probably was.
Oh yeah.
I love it when Stabler goes undercover and all that he does to be undercover is just put on a hoodie.
He's all
like,
that's it.
They're like, he's like, I'm a whole different person now.
Yeah.
I'm not a police. I know this is a...
I'm not a police.
Yeah. He goes, I like it when he goes, there's one episode where he goes undercover to catch this guy who he's like, I'm sure he's going to be a pedophile again. And he went to jail. But he's out now, and I think he's definitely still going to be a pedophile. And he's like, he's going to rape a girl for sure. And so they kind of entrap him because Stabler starts going to these meetings for people who are on parole for sex crimes. And then he starts talking about, like, oh, I got this new stepdaughter, and oh, she's so God. Fine. And starts, like, oh saying God. Gross shit about his stepdaughter. And then he tricks this. He gets a van, and he's like, we could pick up some girls in this van I got. And the guy's like, well, I guess, yeah, okay, let's do I that.
Mean, if you're doing all the legwork.
Yeah, yeah. And so then you at the end, van? They're like, the captain gets so mad at Elliot because he's like, you really set him up for it. But yeah, he's
that's
like,
entrapment,
he
I guess.
He fell into it. Yeah. Yeah, but I still feel like if somebody was like, hey, Patrick, you want to get a van and go pick up a 12-year-old? You'd be like, no. No,
that
I don't.
That sounds whack as hell.
I'm not, I'm not a pedophile.
Yeah, yeah, it's terrible. You know, so, there's certain things with entrapment where I'm like, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I think that entrapment with the, like, you know, just people hiring sex workers who are adults and consenting.
Yeah.
Get out of here ridiculous. With that, you know. Yeah. There's not even technically a crime that could have happened because it's an undercover cop and all that. But when it's like, you know, if you're busting a pedophile, then go to town and trap yeah. away, you know.
Get I remember here. My music yeah. teacher in fourth grade tried to buy a kid.
What?
Like purchase a child?
Internet? Uh-huh. And he's still in prison.
That's good.
He oh tried to buy God. A kid, and then he got caught, and then he, like, got out of jail. Not, like, he got out of jail for, like, just, like, he paid his bond.
Yeah.
And then he, like, kept trying to get this kid.
Oh, my God.
And they were like,
let it go.
We're watching you. Like, you can't do that.
That's, yeah, that's bonkers. Like, man, wow. Buy a child like sex trafficking style off of some sort of dark web trying, thing.
I'm, you know, I'm not totally clear on how you buy a kid. But
is it a Craigslist scenario?
I want to be clear. I don't know a lot about this.
Yeah, yeah. It's...
Oh my God, that's so crazy! Imagine hearing that like your teacher had done that kind of.
Thing. I don't had, think I understood.
I feel like every high school has some teacher who did something. We okay. had one who basically had a relationship with a student, just mm-hmm. a full-on dating a 15-year-old, basically.
Yes, my best friend was that 15-year-old. So tough. That was weird.
That's tough.
But that guy basically got fired, and then not for that, mm-hmm. but it was kind of one of those things where it was like. Everybody kind of knew, mm-hmm. but she was also kind of like a problem child, kind of like she'd done drugs and she was like very sexy for like a 16-year-old. Like, I mean, like,
let's pull up a pic. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, just like, you know, when you watch like a Riverdale or something and you're like, kids don't look like that. Like right. that's yeah. that's a sexy 24-year-old. That's kind of what she looked like.
It's like a 90210.
Yes, very much like a girl you'd see on the CW. Like, she was just like, okay. And, yeah, but she was looking up with his teacher. But I think he got caught for, like, maybe trying to sell drugs to kids or something.
Wow, he was the full gamut.
Dang, yeah, he just...
Yeah, he's a bad person. But then, cut to, like, I don't know, 8 years later, I'm working at a different private school.
Oh, man.
He gets hired there.
That's what dang. I wonder is how these people get...
He gets hired
sometimes
at the private school.
Sometimes they just
school.
Move them within the district.
Like, right, sort of yeah, like yeah. like the Catholic Church with priests.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
No, I mean, truly, like, it, yeah, he started working there, and so I would have to interact with him. And he...
Did he remember you?
No, he did not remember me, because I was, like, man. Never involved with that. And I never had him as a teacher, but, like, I mean, like, I dropped her off at his house before. Like, I knew, yeah. And so I went to the... guidance counselor that I was close with, and I was like, look, I have to tell you something. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy is bad news.
Yeah.
And because there had, like, never been charges, like, there was no way to dang. Prove this, they moved into the elementary school.
What?
So out of the high school where he was interacting with, like, hot
well, I guess that their concern but was that, because it was a teenage girl.
It was a teenage girl. She yeah. was, like, 16 or 17, and...
not that that's any less
suspicious. No, not that
maybe if you move him away. Their yeah. thought, their thinking is, if we move him away from the right. sexy teens.
Yeah, he'll be fine with, like, kindergartners.
Great.
And he apparently is. He's, I think he won, like, Teacher of the Year last year. But he's great. Truly,
until one of their older siblings comes to pick why. Him up from school.
Yeah, I'm just like, and I mean, it was so awkward for me, too, because only a handful of the people at the school knew what I knew. And so... it would be like, we couldn't, like, I refused to work with him,
yeah,
obviously.
Sure. Yeah.
So, like, anytime there would be some kind of, like, oh, you're, because it was a private school. So it'd be like, oh, your coworkers, you have to team up with them and work on this or, like, stay after school for the after school club one day. I'd be like, I'm never staying with him. with that dude, because I will just be like, how's your wife? Fucking pervert. Yeah, but she was always the Lolita of the friends I had.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why that's I said
bad.
That.
That's not that's great. Great. It was great.
That's great.
That's great. It's actually.
I had to fill the gap.
Same friend last week. If you heard the episode, remember last week when I said that the guy at the restaurant tried to hook up with her? He was like 40.
Oh my god! Yeah,
same friend. She had a way about her.
Yikes.
Yeah, yeah. It was bad. But nobody that I ever knew got cybercrime convicted though. So
yeah, I was the only one in my crew, I think. I think it worked when they decided to make an example of me. I think it worked. Nobody committed any crimes on the internet after that, as far as I know.
It's not nobody.
I don't think it's happened again.
I don't think it's ever happened.
People used to have anonymous Zanga pages when I was younger that were like, you would write stuff like
a slam book, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. People used to have those where they would write really mean shit about people and nobody knew who it was.
Oh, yeah.
And you could submit stuff to them that would be like, oh, put this on the internet that.
I was so glad. Like, my parents we had dial up for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, and so we had dial up for so long that when I was in high school, I didn't even fuck around with the internet because I was like, it's too slow.
It's slow and boring.
I can't. Yeah. And so, I mean, I used it at school for things I needed, but I was like, I don't have a MySpace. I'm so glad because I probably would have cried my eyes out, because I just can't imagine all the access people have now.
I mean, my niece is 16. She's just a little bit older than I was when all this stuff happened, and she's Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, just completely, she and I actually, it's kind of funny, we reference Vine videos together. It's kind of like the little thing we have in common. That video of Kanye when the a paparazzo is outside his garage. He goes, good morning, Kanye. He goes, shut the fuck up. We say that back and forth to each other and stuff. But to have, she's and so innate at it and so quick and good.
Yeah.
And to think that I was like that in quotes when I was 15, but it was just sending an email. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's progressed so much in 18 years or whatever it is. And the funny, I guess it might be funny, the addendum to this story is almost exactly 4 years after I did hard time for the internet crime. I did it again. Not exactly.
What?
Not
How
exactly.
How did you bury this lead? Why did I talk about my pedophile high school teacher? And here you are.
I wasn't sure if it was that notable, but I figured it's a nice little bow to the story. So I went to Lipscomb University, which was a very, it's a conservative Church Christ private school, had a good journalism and English program, but it was very conservative on campus and so forth. And I had a live journal the first, couple years I was there. I was a writer and I was just, writing short stories, dumb stuff. But there was this outing. There was this dorm outing for any kids who wanted to go to a shooting range together. And they had all these flyers up all over my dorm that were just like, come to a shootout, with the school.
Come shoot everybody.
And
come find out who your friends are.
It's funny you should say that because I just took a picture of it and posted on my live journal and said something like this was like 2004. It was like Bush era, Iraq war.
Yeah.
I was like emerging as like a young, liberal, atheist. And I was surrounded by these conservative Christians. And I just made some joke about, of course, the goobers are going to the shooting range. Hope they don't, shoot themselves or something like that. And next thing I know, about a week later, I get called out of a class.
Oh, my God.
Go to the dean's office. And there's a goddamn Davidson County detective sitting in the office waiting to talk to me.
You're like, call me when you're the TBI, sir.
It was so funny because he's like, now, somebody sent that along to your admins and they sent it to the cops. And they probably would have just shrugged it off, but your name came up on a little list.
Oh my God.
Flagged on a little list. What? And I was like, what? I was a minor. They're supposed to expunge that. And he's like, they don't expunge that.
Nothing ever goes away in the TBI.
Yeah. And basically, after a stern lecture and him comparing me to John Grisham, which I think he meant as a compliment, they just kind of let me go with a come on, dude, enough.
The guy
that
writes the lawyer books?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He was, well, what he actually, what his comparison was is apparently there's some Grisham book where somebody flies a plane into the White House or something like that.
And
basically, yeah, well, basically the guy was making the case for censorship. He's like, no, John Grisham wrote that. And just a couple short years later, somebody flew a plane into the Twin Towers. Now, I'm not saying John Grisham's responsible, but maybe we should all be a little bit
but
more
I'm
responsible
not saying he's not.
With what we say John on the internet.
That's honestly my favorite 9/11 conspiracy theory is that John Grisham
was the mastermind.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're like, you can't melt steel beams. It's like, well, I think the steel beams thing is true, but I do. I have a different idea about it. I think that
John Grisham can't melt steel beams.
Grisham is the Taliban is what we're saying.
So that detective just, I think they sent him there to give me a scare and to remind me that I was still being watched.
Oh
so after that, when I was just like, that's it. I'm signing off of the internet until a few years later got a job that I still have writing words on the internet.
Yeah, has anything ever come up from that, from things that you've written on the internet?
No.
Is your job?
No, because the first time it happened, it was so Wild West early days of internet. And then the second time it happened, it was just really, I think, a school administrator asking a cop to come
support
me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I much more encounter people threatening me and things. That's happened at the scene. I had a guy, sending me and my staff death threats and it's funny because it's like, oh, it's horrifying. You know, it's not exactly the same as what I was doing when I was 15 because he was doing things like, calling one of my staffers and leaving her voicemails with her child's name, saying her child's name.
That's terrifying.
Tweeting my address, things like that. So, and leaving comments on the blog.
What was he mad about?
I don't want to get into too many details of it, but we had just written something about, it was a crime. He was, he had been accused of and went to court for. I should backtrack and just say, I don't know for a fact that he's the person who did that. And I certainly won't say any names. But a person did all of these things. And
he's talking about John Grisham again.
John Grisham's harassing you.
Well, I'll just say that and that's not the only case. There's just people who sometimes send. Thankfully, that's not too often. But
now
I
feel bad about the hate mail I sent
you. It's okay. I mean, I could tell you're just being
I'm playful. Just goofing.
I could tell you're goofing. No, but yeah, it is okay. Funny because being on the other side of it a lot more. But it's just that's also the landscape now.
Yeah.
You know.
I saw a thing today on Twitter that was like there's an app that some AI startup is developing that you can take a picture of a person and it'll give you their information.
What?
Yeah. And it was because somebody had tweeted, I think it was like maybe CNN or something, some news organization had tweeted like, what would happen if somebody could take a photo of you and instantly know your phone number and email address?
Oh my God.
Company in California is developing this or whatever. And somebody like retweeted it and said, what would happen is a lot of women would die.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's another thing that we've seen so much more is particularly, you know, when I started at the scene about it's coming on 12 years ago, in the early days of blogging and just the harassment that our women contributors and staffers got just piles of it as compared to us. I mean, sometimes people would call me like, you know, a weird, gross name or something, but they were being just outright harassed.
Yeah.
And, you know,
there's so much more anger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like.
Yeah. Especially if a woman dares to have an opinion that I don't agree with or whatever,
right,
you know.
No.
And so there was a lot of, like, you know, our former music editor, she was, you know, brilliant, great writer, divisive, not afraid of sort of putting her opinion out there, and just had bands that would Photoshop her into crazy, like, gross situations and...
Oh,
you know, all
terrible.
Kinds of stuff. And I'll still get emails that are just like, fuck you. Just like that, and that's it. Which I kind of think that's kind of makes me laugh. But, you know, people think that you're not, you know, why are you entitled to this platform? You liberal snowflake cuck turd, all that stuff.
I sent someone a mean email once. Because I didn't get in trouble.
What was it?
This was like 6 months ago.
Expand.
Are you ready to incriminate yourself?
I got a bad review on Rover, which...
Oh,
the dog?
The
really?
Dog.
Yeah.
Which wasn't
That's
fair
shocking.
Because I'm really good
you're great
with animals. I'm really good. She got mad because I disposed of her cat's litter in the wrong trash can.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And then her cat hid from me the entire time. which is a cat. Like, I don't
right, cats care. Are like that.
And she said I didn't spend any time with the cat. But what was I going to do? Drag it out from under the bed and, like, make it.
Yeah.
And so, whatever. Yeah. She gave me a bad review. So then I looked up her name, and I found her on Facebook, and then I found her photography website.
Oh.
And so then...
A little bit of sleuthing.
Yeah.
I sent her... You know how you can just fill out the form and you can put, like, whatever email you want?
Yeah.
Like, because I was like, I'm not planning on getting an email back, so I'll just put whatever email, like, I want. And so I just made up a name, and then I made up, like, some random email. And then I just said, I just want you to know you're a really big fat cunt. And then I sent it, and then I felt better. I was like, I closed this chapter. It's not. She gave me a bad review.
You just wanted her to know.
That's so funny.
I closed that chapter of my life after that because I felt better. I was like, now she knows.
Oh, my God.
It's like an episode of Sex and the City or something. You're just like, and then I learned that day.
Yeah. And that was it.
I didn't feel bad about it.
And I felt no repercussions. No, meanwhile, this woman is like, what is this email?
I know. I felt nothing.
Like, who have I taken maternity photos of that hates me?
I know. I didn't feel bad at all. I should have said something about her pictures, but she did take good pictures.
That's You're not so a liar.
Funny. I'm not a liar.
Yeah. That's
good. Oh my gosh. No, I don't think I've ever. I don't think I've ever sent an email that was supposed to be mean. I have wanted to write mean Yelp reviews before, but then I've been like, that's just so. So expected of me as a white woman at this point that I don't think I can.
You probably just do it in your sleep and don't even realize it.
Yeah, honestly. But yeah, I don't know. I've gotten mean emails before, and there used to be a thing on Facebook when it was like invite only, just young people.
Mm.
There was a thing called Honesty Box.
Oh, God. I was too afraid to do that.
It was a thing that you could have on your profile. They used to have all these like, it was when it was more similar to MySpace, they had these like plugins that you could put on your page.
It's kind of like an anonymous suggestion box.
Yeah. So it was called Honesty Box, and it was totally anonymous, and you could just say things. So sometimes people would ask questions. They'd be like, hey, put in my Honesty Box, like what you think of my haircut or something, you know?
Just brutalize me.
Yeah. And so
be mean to me.
Sometimes people would write stuff in there that wasn't very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I, for the most part, was always a pretty neutral person.
One thing I've realized working on the internet as long as I have is those impulses. People sort of dehumanize the person on the receiving end of them so much that they're just fine being like, you're a fucking moron just because you didn't like The Irishman and they did or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's just like, would you walk up to a person who's like, boy, I like that movie, and be like, you're a fucking moron. Yeah. That's insane.
No,
that's sociopathic.
No. It's all
right?
Over the internet.
So I've always found that if in those moments where you get a little pissed at somebody, I have a little trick. I just type out the angry comment. I leave it. I don't send it. And I just come back later, and if I still feel it, then I send it. And I will tell you, maybe 1% of the time, I still send
that's
it.
That's what I do. Yeah, I'll
I will
put it
defend
in my notes.
One of my writers or contributors or something like that. But when it comes to people insulting me, you just got to let it roll off because there's nothing that looks lamer than being mad online.
Oh, yeah.
And you go back and look at it a year later, and you're just swearing at somebody on Twitter, and you're just like, I cannot believe
I've had people say stuff that, like, when they disagree with me or something, I'll just write back, I'm sorry that you feel that way. Feel free to unfollow. And
there you go. That's perfect.
And I feel like makes people so much more mad because they didn't really get a reaction out of me.
Right.
I like to if I do anything, it'll be like a bright, like, oh, well, like, I don't care. Like, or I'll like their comment sometimes because then I'm like, well, now you got to think about what, like,
have you ever
what
gotten anything
mean?
Like that from comedy? Have you ever had anybody like say horrible things to you?
Oh, my
from
God.
Your jokes?
Okay. So I did this show. This was when I first started. This was like 6 years ago. And this high school wanted stand-ups for their like overnight like lock-in.
Oh, God.
That they were having for like the kids because they didn't want them to drink. So they were having this lock-in. The kids didn't want, like, I was not equipped. Like, I had just started. I was not equipped for this.
Yeah.
I was not, like, there was nothing. Like, there was no reason I should have done this. And I go during my set, like, I didn't see it during my set, but I looked at the timestamp.
Yeah.
This guy sent me a message on my Facebook during the set that was like, I think you are the most awful person in the entire world. What? You are not funny.
Did you say during your set?
During my set, he sent this to me. And he was like, you are not funny. He was like, you belong in hell with Hitler and Osama bin Laden.
Oh my God.
And other people who shouldn't have followed their dreams.
Jesus.
That is a kid that needs to be alerted. The FBI needs to
I'd like to dedicate this post to Connor Hobson. I hope he's doing great, baby.
My goodness. But that's what I'm wondering. Where does that rage come from?
Yeah. It was like, I was like, Jesus Christ, go to bed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I get emails like that sometimes, and I do the sort of like, your response is good, where. Yeah. And a lot of times, if they're just screaming, just let them scream and move along.
Right.
But occasionally, I'll just tell them, you know, hey, thanks for reaching out. This is how we operate. Or, you know, you liberals are only this way. Or, like, why don't you stick to music? And I'm like, well, thanks for saying that. But we've been doing news for 31 years.
Yeah.
But I appreciate your feedback. Thank you for reading. And 9 times out of 10, they either don't reply or they're like, well, I get it. It's probably a tough business to be in.
Yeah.
And they always kind of backpedal, and you're just like, all right, you had to unload on somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think I saw like Sarah Silverman or somebody do that on Twitter when somebody sent her like awful.
Oh, I remember
she's
that.
Good about that.
Yeah. And then she was like, are you
what's
okay?
going on?
Yeah. And right. he was like, I'm not okay, actually.
Usually they'll come back and I've had a long week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't she like raise money for him or something?
Yeah, I
too?
Think so. Mm-hmm. Yes. And like Nicole Byer talks about doing that on her podcast sometimes where like she'll be like, seems like you're upset about something, and if you need to take that out on me, that's okay, because I don't know you.
Right.
And
yeah,
they'll be like, oh, man, yeah, I was in a bad mood. Like, I'm so sorry. But
it does take a lot of energy to manage that, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't really, like, it's like, I'm sorry, you know, you may need therapy or something, but you can't really condescend
to them.
You can't
engage
with
everybody.
You just got to kind of be like, all right, well, best of luck.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you maybe shouldn't read the local Progressive All Weekly if it pisses you off so much.
Right.
It is free. Let me remind you,
right,
it is free.
The thing is, I'm always like, yeah, well,
cancel your subscription. Go ahead.
You didn't like this joke? You don't have to tell me. Like, I did have somebody once after a joke that I did go on her personal Instagram and make like a whole story about how wrong I was.
Okay.
Which I was like, you know I'm going to see this. Like, why didn't you just DM me and say, hey girl, I had a problem with this.
That subtweeting kind of passive aggressive. I just find that's kind of.
And it's like, we're such a small comedy scene that everybody else knows what joke you're talking about and who you're talking about. So it was very like, and I messaged her directly and I was like, hey, so this comic you're referring to is me, obviously.
Yeah.
Because this just happened. And it was mostly like she made the joke about her and I had to be like, it's not about you.
Right.
Yeah.
If you see yourself in that, that's your issue.
Yeah.
So. I was hoping you were going to say, jealousy's a disease. Get well soon, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for keeping. You know what? Next time, put my name in your mouth, please. Like, yeah. It was just very, like, I was just like, hey, like.
Fuck off.
Literally, what I do in the joke is I, like, call out, like, a girl in the audience, and I'll be like, oh, like, you're a hot girl, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she happened to be sitting in a row of like four like gorgeous women. So I was like, this whole row of women are so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she was like, oh, now it's about me. So this whole joke must be about me. Like it was just,
well, it's like, no, I just didn't want to call you out in front of your friends.
Right. Well, it was, yeah, it was very strange.
80% of this row is very hot.
Yeah. Well, and I was like,
it's a good number of you that are attractive.
Yeah. It was very strange. But no, I had a student try to kill me once in class. But
my
that
God.
That was personal. Like, he actually, like, he came.
That
there.
Is personal.
He didn't warn me on the internet. But I've never had any, like, professional, like, somebody's reached out to me and been like, I think I'm going to try to kill you. Or I think what you're doing is terrible. Like,
I think I'm going to try to kill you.
Yeah. You know what? I've been mulling it over.
You know what? I've been thinking about it and going to.
I've got a vision board
gonna
going.
Going to kill you.
I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
I'm going to dox you on the internet. Tell everybody where you live.
Oh, yeah. That's another one. Yeah. And also the person who was doing all the weird anonymous Twitter stuff here recently at the scene. The thing. This is probably like 3 or 4 years ago when it first started happening, when I was about 30 years old, and he said, tweeted something about me being 35, and that was the only thing that really bothered me. I was like, hey, listen, man.
I am not.
Don't you add now. Years to me. I will, you know.
I'm wise for my years.
That was like the only
thing. Youthful.
You know, I was like, all right.
That's how I'm 32, and if someone's like, you know, like, gives me like the wrong, if they go under, I'm like, okay. But like, yeah. If they go over, I'm like, I'm 32.
Yeah.
Seth said something about people our age earlier, just before I came over here. I was like, whose age? You got a mouse in your pocket? Yeah. I'm not your age. Oh, I'm 3.5 years younger than you.
Excuse you.
Yeah, no, sometimes they'll do that. Sometimes, like, people will sometimes be like, oh, yeah, they're about your age. And I'm like, no, no, that person is 35. Yeah. I am 27. You're like, how old? I'm still in my 20s. Do not group me.
Listen, I'm in the generation where I sent Yahoo emails in 2001.
Scream themed. I haven't Scream Yahoo clients. Emails. So I think maybe this is giving away your age a little. But it'll be like 2011. I was literally a baby. I don't even know.
2011. I was using my iPhone. I don't know.
2001? I can't remember.
I think I was born.
2001, I was a baby.
I don't know. Is that Billie Eilish? I'm not sure. I'm young. Speaking of stalking people, where can people find you if they want to send you nice things or follow you on the internet?
Well, I can be found pretty much all of my social media. It's just D. Patrick Rogers. There's a D in Rogers, and I'm pretty easy to find. Also, Nashville Scene, and yeah, we're just a, you know, a local free alt weekly. We cover news and politics and music and film and food and all that fun stuff. And
it's the foremost alt weekly.
And if you follow me on Twitter, you'll get unfortunate. Some people have found out I'll have like some tweet that, you know, is about local news that'll kind of get in the ether, and they'll get a lot of retweets or whatever, and people follow me thinking, oh, it's a local news guy, and then I'm just like, you know, it's a lot of like jokes about like, I don't know, it's fucking, you know,
Robert De Niro is de-aging, it's bullshit.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. Well, yeah, you know, actually. So yeah, I just tweet about movies and music and silly shit, and so I like to have a good time online now. No threats, I promise.
If you listen to this, you better follow me at something nice.
Follow me at Scream for Me X. I should check and see if that's taken, though.
That's, yeah. Tweet him nice things and then sign
them. He will email you back.
That's right.
Mary J.
At Mary J. Berger on all platforms.
I am at Holly Perk on Twitter and at Perkalurk on Instagram. We're at Whips Podcast on Instagram and at Whips Pod on Twitter. Follow us, rate us, review. Oh, somebody gave us a 1-star review.
That's right. Which, oh, boy. And I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
Yeah, I think Mary J. sleuthed it out. But
I think it's someone I slept with.
Yeah.
Which is, well. And they're giving me the 1-star for my sex, not for the podcast. Yeah. So we're
so
clear.
Now we're
the Yelp review.
In our sea of 5-star reviews, somebody gave us a 1. Now we're down. So go on there, click 5 stars for us. Bring us back up and show that person that they were wrong. So thanks for listening. Yeah. We'll see you guys next week.